When she was little, she had been here, or in whatever place they were in before here, with the younger ones who couldn't live in the outside world. But then they had gotten bigger, and her sister had gotten smarter, and they had said she could go outside and be with Mommy and Daddy. When she came back, she was wearing different clothes every time. This man wasn't really a stranger. He was a friend of her big sister. Her big sister was so clever, there was no way that she would be friends with a stranger. She knew about stranger danger, too, so if this was a stranger, then her sister would never have been friends with him. What if he was lying? There were people here who said they were her friends, but they weren't. They came into her room at night. They pushed her when she was in line for lunch. They stole pieces of the puzzles and hid them so she couldn't solve them, and then they called her a dum-dum, even though it wasn't her fault that the pieces were gone. It was their fault for taking the pieces. But when she tried to tell the nurses, they just looked at her with sad eyes and pretended that they believed her. But she knew they also thought she was just a dum-dum. It wasn't fair. She wasn't a dum-dum. She wasn't. They were liars. What if this man was a liar too? As if he had heard her inner thoughts, the man said, "If you get up and walk over to the window there and look outside, you can see your sister. She's sitting in the front seat of my car, and she is waiting for you to go out and see her. Would you like to go see her?" He'd changed the way he was speaking to her. He was talking slower, using easier words, making sure she was understanding him before saying something else, just like her sister used to do, like her mommy and daddy never got used to doing. They were always like little bees, buzzing about too fast for her to catch them, always busy, too busy to slow down for her. That was good, him slowing down, not mommy and daddy being so busy. When he went slow, she didn't miss so much, even though it was still too noisy in here. She got back to her feet, still keeping her eyes on him, and walked over to the window. If her sister was there, then he wasn't a liar. If her sister was there, she could wave and say, "Hello, sister, I've missed you, sister. I missed you for so long. I've missed you since Mommy and Daddy brought you at Christmas time." Out there in the front of the car, she could see her sister. Her sister waved to her, and she waved back. The nurses started heading over in case she was going to be trouble, but she wasn't. She definitely wasn't going to be trouble. The man she didn't know, the friend of her sister, waved to the nurses, and they decided that everything was okay. She didn't know how he did that, but he did. And now everything was easier. If they knew her sister was out there, it would have been fine for her to go to the window and wave. But if her sister wasn't there, she might have been making trouble, and they didn't like that at all. Not one bit. You got put on punishment if you made trouble. They would have just had to look to see her sister, but they wouldn't have bothered. They would have asked her questions, and it was when she was trying to explain that there would have been trouble. She knew what she wanted them to know, and she said words she thought would make sense. But nobody ever seemed to understand. They treated her like she was a naughty little baby. But she wasn't. She was more than 20 years old. She had counted. And they had only put one candle on her cake. And even if she wasn't more than 20 years old, the doctor had said that she was as smart as any 5-year-old, so they still shouldn't have treated her like a baby. If the doctor was right, and he was very clever, then they should have tried harder. They should have listened to her and understood what she was trying to tell them. But they never did. They always looked bored and had sad eyes. They always wanted to stop talking to her right away, even when they were the ones who had started talking to her. Ambling back over to the table with the man she didn't know was her knight in shining armor, she sat back down and looked at him. He was a white man,